His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast, some sun today, 75 to 80. A shower tonight, 55 to 60. Tomorrow, cloudy showers, possibly a thunderstorm, 70 to 75. Friday, showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. And on Saturday, more humid, maybe a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. We'll check the details on that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes. Bridget Ruthman has a story in this morning's Republican American where Facebook helped nab a wanted Torrington thief. Police believe they had cornered a thief on Saturday morning when the suspect offered a false name that didn't match him. They turned to his girlfriend's Facebook account for answers. Scott Tonini turned out to be Scott Dennis, a 31-year-old wanted by multiple police agencies for theft, according to police. Miranda Agosto and Scott Dennis on Facebook is where they found out. His identity was revealed when police looked up the girlfriend, Miranda, and on Facebook learned she was in a relationship with Dennis, who matched the description of a man behind the wheel of a white Mazda in the city's north end, according to police. Agosto, 28, was in the passenger seat, police say, and the car's trunk were suspicious items, including a Keurig coffee maker missing from a car that had been burglarized at the Brass Mill Dam, as identified by its owner, police allege. The coffee maker box had been rained on during the theft. Now, they also made comments identifying a pink bag she apparently accidentally left behind when she and Dennis broke into one of the cars, according to police. Both Dennis and Agosto were charged with larceny and burglary. Dennis, who has an extensive history of burglary and larceny, was also charged with drug possession, interfering with police, and driving with a suspended license. Arraigned in Torrington Superior Court, he was ordered held on $5,000 bond, and he's being held on $250,000 bond in combined bonds on other warrants. The Kent Memorial Library has commenced a year-long celebration of their centennial that takes place in March 2022. The anniversary will be marked by special events as well as online timelines that showcase the library's history. As part of the celebration, the library has lined up events to raise awareness about its past for both children and adults, including a book club discussion series that will begin in the fall. Patrons can also visit the library to see a display of archival photographs, books about Kent, stories concerning its founding, and even recently a restored library sign from 1922. The labor was done by local woodworker Al McCain, who donated a portion of his services. That will be displayed proudly near the circulation desk. More information, kentmemoriallibrary.org. Sharon Landtrust will install roadside signs at several of its preserves. Land Trust will install those signs at several of its preserves that have public nature trails, making it easier to find the trailheads and raising the visibility of the Land Trust mission to not only protect the town's wild and natural lands, but also provide opportunities for the public to enjoy them. The first sign will be installed at the Goodbody Preserve at 140 Millerton Road, Route 361. The public is invited to join a short ceremony to unveil the sign on Saturday, June 5th at 12 noon, part of the festivities surrounding the annual Connecticut Trail Days. The ceremony will also honor the volunteers who built, maintain, and monitor the Land Trust 20 miles of trails. Connecticut's Public Safety Commissioner this week announced Connecticut State Police are going to establish a special unit focusing on hate crimes and extremists. James Ravella, the Commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, moving forward with the General Assembly considering legislation proposing a hate crimes and extremist group investigative unit. He said the DESPP is going to incorporate the new unit into its budget. No additional costs are expected because existing personnel are available to staff the new division. Massachusetts has launched a marijuana delivery license application after years of stops and starts and stops and starts. The Cannabis Control Commission announced that eligible applicants can now seek pre-certification and licensure as a marijuana delivery operator, a business type that regulators and advocates say will be an important part of an equitable industry. The new marijuana delivery operator license created in the new industry rules and the CCC approved late last year will be available exclusively to participants in the CCC's Social Equity Program and Economic Empowerment applicants for the first 3 years. Massachusetts requiring in-person learning by the fall. All schools and districts will be equipped to hold classes in person next fall, and health and safety requirements imposed by the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education will be lifted for the new school year. The department said new guidance sent to superintendents on Thursday. The guidance says districts and schools must continue to have core mitigation strategies, including indoor masking, physical distancing, and strong hand hygiene for the remainder of this school year. When the state lifts most COVID-19 restrictions, students and staff still need to wear masks inside. Schools will not be able to offer remote learning as a standard learning model in the fall, per the guidance, but pre-pandemic virtual learning options for individual students in limited cases will remain available. In Cornwall today, there is a Red Cross blood drive that is happening from 1 till 6 p.m. That is happening at the Trinity Retreat Center. In Kent, the Board of Education meets at 5 p.m. Pine Plains Board of Education meets at 7 p.m. Ankrum, New York on June 3rd. Planning Board meeting at 5 p.m. Sharon Park and Recreation meets on June 3rd at 6:15. In Amenia, the Town Board workshop will be Thursday, June 3rd at Town Hall at 7 p.m. Northeast Millerton Library hosting several community conversations in the coming weeks. Hear what local residents are concerned about for the future. The next one comes up Thursday, June 3rd, 7 to 8:30. For more information on the community conversations or to RSVP, the library's website is nemillertonlibrary.org. In Falls Village, their town meeting will be in person on the 4th at 7 p.m. The Dover Theater Company is live streaming their performance of Aladdin Jr. June 4th and 5th at 7 p.m. Streaming tickets can be purchased at dhdtc.booktix.com. The Southern Berkshire Regional School District Sustainability Coalition Series presents A Relationship to Land and Water, coming up on Friday, Plastic Pollution and Sustainable Solutions. You can register at tinyurl.com/sc-speaker-series-2021. Great Barrington Summer Concert Series begins at the Town Hall Gazebo located on Main Street. The Moonlight Hollers will take center stage Friday, June 4th, 5:30 till 7:15. For more information, log in to their Facebook page. Taconic Grange No. 100 in Sharon holding their annual plant sale outside the Grange Hall at 7 Dunbar Road in Sharon, Saturday, June 5th, and most likely Sunday, June 6th, if they have any unsold plants left. As always, they'll have both flowers and vegetables. Many people come long distances for this sale. If you're wondering what the Grange is, the Grange members will be there to explain what the Grange does. The sale will start early in the morning and go on for most of the day. No times are specified, as they do not want a crowd of people at one time. They ask that you please maintain recommended social distancing protocols of separation between individuals. Wearing a face covering mask if you are not fully vaccinated would be appreciated. Plants are still at their price of $2 each. Questions? You can email tagconicgrange@gmail.com or call 860-364-5373. Cleanup day in North Canaan is happening Saturday at 9 a.m. Pick up litter in and around North Canaan. Supplies, you'll meet at the North Canaan Town Hall parking lot. More information is available at 672-5615. The Berkshire Botanical Garden at the junction of Routes 102 and 183 in Stockbridge hosting a gallery exhibit entitled Flights of Fancy, the Botanical and Bejeweled Universe of Mindy Lamb. The exhibit will be on display until June 6th at the Center House Leonhardt Galleries. Masks must be worn and proper social distancing guidelines will be enforced. More information, log on to their website, which is berkshirebotanical.org. Our business brief, underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. And by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. 413-243-0347. On the web, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,575.31. The NASDAQ at 13,736.48, and the S&P 500 at 4202.04. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.